We're going to ask the students or anyone who is involved in Winter Retreat, come on forward as the kids slip out. Third through fifth, you guys are remaining in here. Sorry. What an awesome Winter Retreat. It's always a special time. This year was really special. I saw in a new way the power of prayer. Leading into this weekend, there was a lot of sicknesses. There was a lot of weather warnings. And as I prayed to keep the weather out, it just kept moving in. And I realized that the students were praying that the weather would come in and would lock us there. So students are powerful prayers. But as you already heard, our weekend was pause. It was stopping. The way we define pause was seeking God through what? So we learned absolutely nothing. Now we got there. Seeking God through silence and solitude, or in silence and solitude through prayer and Bible study. And that first step was just seeking God. The first night we talked about we were created by a relational God to be in relationship with Him. And I love this verse, Psalm 27:8 says, "My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me." And I think that's really the reason every student, every leader, every volunteer was there this weekend, because they heard God calling them to come and be in fellowship, in relationship with Him. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming. I love that we've already had that clear gospel presentation between Lisa and Bill. And really, that's the heart, right? Like, we have to hear that God's calling us. God desires and seeks to have a relationship with you personally. And that's just part of it. Like Sarah used the verse, Jesus, everyone's looking for you. That was Lisa's testimony. It's like before she knew she was looking for Jesus, she was looking for Jesus. And He knew that. And I love the second part of that is just obedience. It's that surrender to say, God, I hear you. I see that you're calling me. You want to be in relationship with me. I'm going to respond to that. And I'm just grateful and thankful for our students and our leaders and our volunteers that serve and seek God in that way. It's encouraging to me. So really, that's the heart of what we want to come and share this morning, is just so that you guys can hear their testimonies of how they heard God's call, how they're responding to it through obedience, and that you could be encouraged and that you could pray to encourage them. So I'm just going to open it up now. And this is always the awkward part and the hard part, to let someone, whoever would like to be the brave soul. Anybody in here afraid of speaking publicly? Anybody in here afraid of raising your hand publicly? So that is everyone up here as well. So, well, Monica, you got a mic. Why don't you start?
No, I thought it was a fantastic weekend. And I just am encouraged at the growth that we continue to see in our students. Man, I was just talking to someone today about being young and a mom. And I was talking to a woman who's, you know, young and a mom and just so spiritually mature. And I think, like, our students, they just amaze me more and more how they seek God. They don't just seek to be Christians, be at church, but they seek to know and understand the Word of God. And I just saw a lot of deep attention to the words of Scripture and deep reflection in their lives and in myself as well. But, you know, it was just a really precious, sweet time of really seeking to seek the Lord and learning what that means and how we do that. And one of the things that our curriculum was said, this generation has more demands on their time than any generation ever in history past. And when they don't have demands, they have more distractions. Those little black boxes we all hold in our pocket all the time, you know, that are just constant distractions. So I'm so encouraged by this group of students and just how they seek to know and please the Lord and understand His Word.
Yeah.
Hi. So one thing that I talked about this year at the end that really touched me was realizing how much I aged out about 10 years ago from the youth and how much different times are just from that period of time, which really doesn't seem all that long ago to me now. But seeing all the stuff that the kids have to go through now that I didn't even have to go through then, just the amount of new social stigmas, you know, politics being brought up when they're young. It's a lot to deal with when you have an entire crowd in front of you all day, every day, for 8 hours a day. You're probably getting fed a lot of information that you're not supposed to believe and everything, and that could be really, really trying and really difficult for them. And you know, I could see like a lot of them are just like really happy just to be in this place where they can fully express, you know, with everyone around them for hours on end, how much God means to them and how important God is to them. And they expressed that on the night that we shared and everything, and hope to hear more today. But one thing I wanted to say to them, because, you know, I talked to a few of them, and just hearing, you know, how much they have to deal with mentally and how much tougher it gets for them as time goes on, I think it's up to us to constantly remind them, hey, your pain is valid. Your pain matters. You matter. We love you, and God loves you most of all. And we're just really blessed to have these kids. They're fantastic, and I'm just really blessed to be able to be a part of their lives in any way and to help lead them toward God in some way, because ultimately, you know, they're going to be leading the kids down the line if we're still around by then. And I'd say we have a really good group here.
I guess I would say what I saw God doing this retreat, I just saw the power of his salvation. I mean, like, going to a non-Christian school, I've seen a lot of girls that don't know Christ at all and think they can find whatever they want from the world. So just seeing that, like my sister's friend, she came this winter retreat, and just seeing God move through that and seeing God bringing people to Christ, bringing people to him, like seeing how much he loves his children, how much he tries to draw them in, and seeing someone accept that, it's just been so powerful to see, like, God's hope, God's provision. He's really working. Like, I just been praying for people for so long, and just to see him finally doing something, like, he's been working the whole time, and just to see his salvation has been amazing.
Riley, keep that microphone. Can I ask a follow-up?
Yes.
There you shared something you felt personally. You did share that you felt the power and saw the value of a salvation, but then even personally you said he was working and showing you something internally. What was that?
I definitely saw God showing me that the first step was, like, I needed to have a relationship with him before I tried to do anything about that. Like, I would try to look right or say the right thing, and just I felt God saying, like, no, you, the first step is just to be with me, to know me, to have a relationship with me, and that's what he wants more than he wants me to be saying the right thing or walking around looking righteous. Yeah. He wants me to know him.
Yeah, that's a powerful lesson for sure. Andrew, she heard you praying about that.
So I moved here about like 5 or 6 months ago, and I never really like grew up in a holy household or like anything like that. Like, I never went to church or nothing. And then I moved down here. I got introduced by Lennon to the Eastwood Church, and I was trying to like learn the Word of God or like learn about it and take time to give to him, but I never really like fully understood it, I guess, and never really like fully put myself to it. And then during this last weekend at the winter retreat, I actually felt like a connection to him, and like felt like I was like starting like a relationship with him, and felt like I could connect to him. And yeah.
It was awesome. Earlier we were talking, and he expressed that this weekend was just, and it is, it's just a hyper-focused time of just worship through prayer, through Bible study, through music, through fellowship. Every aspect is pointing towards glorifying and honoring God. And he said he just felt really, saw what it looked like to worship God, and he took a step in worshiping God and his faith. So, absolutely.
One of the things I noticed this winter retreat is just how cool our group is. It's like just our youth group is, it's just such a unique group of teenagers that, you know, you really just don't see anywhere else. It was just so cool to see how this group of kids just embraced anybody new or just, you know, they just loved on each other so well and they want to hang out with each other even outside of church. And, you know, every time I leave church or go hang out with a group of friends outside of church, like, it makes me so sad because I'm like, you know, I really wish they had that sort of connection and love that this youth group does, because it's just such a special bond that I have not seen anywhere else, that, you know, I, like, genuinely, I've not seen teenagers that love like this, that, like, you know, I've been praying for a group of friends for, you know, years and years, and, you know, I thought God answered my prayer here, and, you know, that didn't work out, but I think genuinely where God answered my prayer is in this youth group, and, like, this youth group is genuinely like no other. So it's just so cool watching how God works here. So, yeah.
So of all the youth groups you've been in your life, this is your favorite? Okay. Okay. We do have a special family atmosphere of that first fundamental, that you belong in God's family. And I think that's been modeled through our church throughout. And the leadership does that well, down to the students. And when you start to see the students engaging in that, it's awesome.
Well, one thing I definitely learned on winter retreat is I shouldn't be trusted with drumsticks. But really, over winter retreat, just the theme of just being on pause, really just like, just there's been so much going on just in my life, like being stressed and like having to manage a lot of stuff, but really just putting my life on pause and just seeing how like I can focus on God and see it all work out has just been so great over retreat, and just coming back and just putting my life on play, just seeking his word and stuff. And also a word that really stuck out to me over retreat was praise. Like, for example, like the worship song that we sang, just praising him in suffering and just being able to praise him through anything, and just like really just focusing on his plan and seeing what he has, what he's doing for me, and just praising him through all that just really stuck out to me.
Yeah, awesome. How many guys would love to live life on pause with the opportunity to just like, okay, let me sort things out. But that was the start, and that was kind of the basis of our weekend. But it ended on, we don't live life on pause. We live life in play, or, and sometimes even fast forward or super fast forward. And really being intentional about pausing. Thankfully, we had this weekend to do that, but we all have the time to pause, whether it's in the morning or the afternoon or in the evening, to kind of prioritize what God's calling us to and our purpose. And really, we ended the weekend with a great commission to go, which is uncomfortable, to go and preach to all nations, to make disciples of all nations, teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you, and baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. There's a lot to that that requires me learning while I'm pausing, me knowing what God's commanded me to, knowing the power of the Trinity, knowing the purpose of baptism and living a life full of the Holy Spirit. So those are hopefully what the kids took away from that. Anyone else? Cash?
So winter retreat's always a very special time. We get to get away from the world and press pause and recharge our spiritual batteries. And it was very encouraging this past weekend to be surrounded by kids similar to my age and leaders, and all just reading our devotion together and diving into his word. And going back to the curriculum, this whole weekend was focused on pressing pause on our lives. And the commission, the Great Commission, is going back into our lives is to press play. And we're not just called to reconcile people back to God, but we're also called to grow in our relationship with him. So that's all.
Yeah, thanks, Cash. Yes, you have to stand up. Especially sitting back there.
Well, before retreat, I was really, just struggling with the idea of, God's mercy and grace. And then, we talked about it one of the nights. And just, how could, a good God, allow so much heartache in people's lives? And, going on the retreat, it gave you time to, pause, obviously, and, think about all the good things that God does give us. And, the big thing for me was, his comfort. I just felt so, alone and, sad. With certain things that had been happening, and just having that time to pause and feeling God there for me, and even though bad things are gonna happen, he's gonna be there, and he's gonna give you grace, and he's gonna give you mercy that we don't even deserve in the first place. So that's been super encouraging, and it's just given me a different perspective on life. So
great.
So I have two little things, but they connect together, so just bear with me. Leading up to the retreat, there was a song that was just kept, worship song, obviously, that was just stuck in my head, and I was like, I really hope we sing it on the retreat. I'm praying that we sing it on the retreat. And we ended up singing it, and it's called Nothing Else. And then basically the whole song is I don't need anything else but God. All I need is you. And leading up to the retreat, I felt very disconnected because not only am I one of the few seniors, but I'm the only senior girl. And so it was just weird being in this weird place, kind of in limbo. And I came to retreat just kind of feeling that disconnect. But I really just settled on that picture. And that night that we sang that song, I just, settled on the fact that my relationship with God is not based on how I feel with the church. My relationship with God is not based on my parents and their relationship. It's me and God, and that's really all that matters. And I just really sat with that song because there's a line that says, I just want to sit here at your feet. And I feel like that's really what winter retreat is for me, or was for me. It's just, you're sitting in the presence of God, and you're building that foundation and that relationship with him, and just being in his presence is just powerful. And so that really just kind of struck me. It's like I'm hitting pause and building that foundational truth of just sitting at his feet and being with him. And then when I can hit play, that's when I can, play out that in my life. So.
Yeah. Awesome. Living our Christian fellow, or our lives, our testimony would be so much easier without people, wouldn't it? If it was just me and God versus the world, our take on the world. But really, that is a foundational truth, that everything we talked about, everything about the gospel is a simple message, and it does. It all builds upon the foundation of our relation, rightly relating to God. But from there, he calls us to go out and to express his love to others. And that's where it's difficult. That's where we have to learn to surrender and sacrifice and say, oh, God, not my way, but yours be done. Any leaders before we wrap up? Any older leaders? Anybody? Were you? I didn't know if you could hear me. I was...
That wasn't very nice, was it? So, pause is not something I do very well. It's not a character attribute that my wife compliments me on ever. And when I come back, I can feel myself on occasion trying to running through the time in the morning to read the Bible to check the box. And I'm more mindful of just how wrong that is and how God really desires us to read his word to know him better. That's my main takeaway from this weekend as I had a chance to be part of the leadership team. And it was really a wonderful opportunity to get to know these kids a little better. And I will tell you this, visibly, there's nothing quite like early in the morning, giant room, bigger than this, a fire to my back, warm coffee in my hand, and to see the entire room filled with students with Bibles out in front of them and notebooks and not making a sound. It was a great visual, and thank you for including me. I had a great time.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to get away. Like, I love this. We have a sharing time every Sunday night. We close out, and this year was just so awesome to see our students just speaking to God. Like, that's how we open up. And much like we do our Thanksgiving here, it's why are you here to worship, and what are you grateful for? What are you thankful to God for? And our students did that so well. So oftentimes we get caught up thinking God is in his blessings, or the things we see around us, or the people that he puts in our place, in our paths. And it's just so cool to see these students maturing, to see rather the giver rather than the gifts. Like, see straight to and speak to God and how grateful he is. With that said, I do want to point out a few things and a few ways I saw God in people. One, this was my first year kind of handing over the worship team. I've been doing it now 14, 15 years. I've been leading worship on Winter Retreat. And it's like one thing to say, okay, I'm going to hand it over and we'll rebuild. It's another thing to hand it over and for it to be better than it's ever been. And it's cool to see Sarah and Arthur and Cassie and Kennedy and Maddie's not here. Jacob, not cool seeing you. It is cool seeing you. Who else? Asa, back here. It's just so cool to see how they've grown. Who else? Andrew. Andrew, you said you weren't really part of it, were you? And Andrew. Yeah, Abby. I forgot about her. But it's just so cool to see, like, it didn't. I'm pretty spiritually mature. I know that's hard to believe, but it's just so cool to see the level of worship just grow and grow. And you guys got to experience that, and you're going to get to experience that again here as we go out. But that was just an awesome thing God showed me in that. And then also our volunteer team. Are y'all up here? Terry, where's Terry at? She's sick. She's volunteering again. And then who else helped? Robin, Danielle, Tracy, Buffy. Like, it was so cool. Could you guys imagine cooking for 60 people, 6-7 meals? Like, doesn't that just sound fun? But not just that. Like, Terry came to me and she was like, she was just so joyful through it all. It's one thing to have a head you're speaking to and someone that's serving in that way and going, oh, what can I do to alleviate the pressure and the pains of it? She was just so joyful. She just said, we had such a great time. And isn't that the heart of Christ? Like, to serve in such a way that you say, I so enjoyed this. And I was just blessed by that. And I appreciate the heart we have here as a family to step in and be the hands and feet of Christ and to serve joyfully. So with that, I'm going to pray for us. I'm going to wrap it up, and then we're going to go out with some praise music. Guys, I would just encourage you to, like, don't go back to your seats. Just turn around and stand here. We'll have a mosh pit, and it'll be fun. Well, Father God, we come to you just so grateful for the many ways, Lord, that you show your love to us, the most important way, through Jesus Christ. Lord, that through him, we could come to you and rightly relate to you. Lord, we can be known by you, and we can know you relationally fully. So God, I pray thanking you for the foundational steps of truth that you gave us, Lord, and that you continue to give us. Lord, I just pray through your Holy Spirit that you would continue to encourage us to walk obediently to you and your word. God, to desire your word, to desire your will. Lord, I pray that as we go out from this weekend and on, that, Lord, it'll just be these truths will just be a pillar in our lives. Lord, that we'll just continue to build upon this truth. We'll continue to take small steps of faith. Lord, knowing that at the end, it'll be a life that glorified and honored you. So God, we thank you. We thank you for the family you've given us in this church. Lord, may we honor you with our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.